Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. This week in aviation was all about insider confidence colliding with external chaos, and the market rewarded the confidence while pricing in the chaos.
We've got a billion-dollar Howmet contract, insider buying across four different names, and VSE Corporation absolutely ripping higher by 14%. But we're also dealing with ongoing Middle East tensions that have airlines rerouting flights and burning more fuel.
The question investors are asking is whether this insider activity is opportunistic, buying into weakness, or if management teams are seeing something in their forward guidance that the market hasn't fully grasped yet.
Plus, we need to talk about why industrial suppliers are completely detached from what's happening to the airlines right now. That spread is telling us something about where the real value creation is happening in this cycle.
This week's narrative was about capital allocation confidence within aerospace supply chains, even as operational disruptions continue to pressure airline margins. The insider buying we saw across multiple defense and aerospace names suggests management teams believe current valuations don't reflect the underlying contract pipeline strength.
And that makes sense when you look at the price action. Howmet up nearly 7% on that contract announcement, but even names without specific news, like Hexcel and Allegiant, saw insider purchases that coincided with stock appreciation.
Operationally, what we're seeing is a bifurcation where suppliers with long-term visibility are confident enough to deploy capital, while airlines are still dealing with the immediate impact of airspace closures and fuel cost volatility from the ongoing Middle East situation.
For investors, this week reinforced that the aerospace recovery isn't just about passenger traffic returning. It's about which companies have pricing power and backlog stability when external shocks hit the system.
The most important signal this week came from the clustering of insider purchases across aerospace suppliers and defense names, combined with Howmet's major contract win.
Right. We had Form 4 filings from Hexcel, Allegiant, Southwest, Joby, and Kratos, all within a four-day window. That's not random timing.
Operationally, this suggests these management teams see their order books and pipeline development as more robust than current stock prices indicate.
For investors, it's a clear signal that the supply chain side of aerospace is where confidence sits right now, not with the operators dealing with route disruptions and fuel spikes.
Let's start with the market action, because the performance spread this week tells the whole story. TSA screened 12.4 million passengers this week, up 4.6% year-over-year and 3.7% above the three-year average, so travel demand remains solid.
But look at how that translated to stock performance. The biggest winner was VSE Corporation, up over 14%, followed by Frontier at 7%. Then you've got Howmet, GE, and United all clustering around 6% gains.
The interesting thing is VSE, that's maintenance and logistics services. 14% in a single week suggests either a major contract win or someone's building a position ahead of earnings. The
trading volume was abnormal too. I saw three times normal volume on Tuesday and Wednesday. Something specific happened there, but VSE hasn't filed anything material this week that would explain that magnitude of move.
Meanwhile, the defense primes got hammered. Lockheed down 3.8%, Northrop down over 3%, Kratos down 5%. That's the opposite of what you'd expect with ongoing Middle East tensions.
Unless the market's already priced in the defense spending benefit, and now they're worried about production bottlenecks or cost inflation eating into margins.
What matters is the pattern here. Industrial suppliers and airlines outperforming defense contractors suggests investors are focused on near-term execution and cash flow, not just order book growth from geopolitical events.
Exactly. And cargo names like UPS and FedEx both up over 4%. That's about e-commerce demand staying strong despite macro headwinds, not defense spending.
But the real story behind these numbers is the insider activity that coincided with several of these moves. When you see management teams buying their own stock the same week their companies outperform, that's worth analyzing.
The supporting signal here is management confidence translating into market positioning, and we've got multiple data points across different aerospace segments to work with.
Let's start with Howmet, because that's the clearest example. They filed an 8K on April 6th announcing a $1.2 billion contract with a major aircraft manufacturer, then filed a Form 4 the next day showing insider buying.
Right, and the stock jumped almost 7% for the week. But here's what's interesting. The Form 4 came after the contract announcement, not before. So this wasn't someone buying ahead of news.
That's actually more bullish from an analytical standpoint. The insider transaction happened after the market had already processed the contract news, which suggests management thinks the market reaction was insufficient.
Or they think this contract win indicates a broader trend in their pipeline that hasn't been fully priced in yet.
Exactly. A $1.2 billion contract over 10 years provides significant revenue visibility, but more importantly, it positions Howmet as a critical supplier for whatever major aircraft program this supports.
And we know the commercial aircraft manufacturers are still working through production ramp-up challenges. If Howmet's securing these long-term deals now, they're locking in pricing and volume ahead of what could be a significant production acceleration.
The operational implication is that aerospace suppliers with critical components and established relationships are using this period of production volatility to strengthen their competitive positioning.
For investors, it suggests the supply chain consolidation story is still playing out. Companies like Howmet that can secure $1 billion contracts are going to capture disproportionate value creation as aircraft production scales.
Now look at the pattern across other insider purchases. Hexcel filed a Form 4 on April 6th showing a director acquired 10,000 shares at an average of $84.41. The stock finished the week at $83.59.
So the insider was buying essentially at current market levels. That's a confidence vote, not a value play.
Right, and Hexcel's in advanced composite materials, another critical aerospace component. The insider timing suggests they're seeing order momentum that isn't reflected in current valuation multiples.
Southwest filed a Form 4 showing executive purchase of 20,000 shares on April 8th. Southwest has been one of the names most exposed to fuel cost volatility because they don't hedge as aggressively as Delta or United.
But that's exactly why the insider buying is significant. If Southwest management is purchasing shares while fuel costs are spiking due to Middle East tensions, they're either seeing route optimization opportunities or their cost structure is more resilient than the market believes.
Or they think the fuel spike is temporary and they're buying the operational leverage play for when costs normalize.
The filing tone across this week's documents was stable to optimistic, which contrasts sharply with the macro uncertainty around airspace disruptions and fuel volatility.
What connects these filings is capital allocation confidence. Whether it's Howmet securing long-term contracts or individual executives buying shares, the message is that management teams see more value than current market pricing suggests.
And that's particularly noteworthy given the external operating environment. Airlines are dealing with longer flight times due to airspace closures, higher fuel costs, and capacity constraints at Gulf airports.
But the insider activity is concentrated in suppliers and select operators, not broadly across airlines. That suggests management teams are making distinctions about which parts of the aerospace value chain have sustainable competitive advantages.
The second supporting signal is operational resilience differentiation. And here's where the market's making some subtle but important distinctions between aerospace segments.
You can see it in the cargo performance this week. UPS up 4.7%, FedEx up 4.2%. Both significantly outperformed passenger airlines despite dealing with the same fuel cost pressures.
That's because cargo operators have more pricing flexibility and shorter contract cycles. When fuel costs spike, they can pass through cost increases to customers within weeks, not quarters.
Plus, cargo demand is less discretionary than leisure travel. Businesses need to ship products regardless of geopolitical tensions.
But here's what I find interesting. Within passenger airlines, you had Frontier up 7% and United up almost 6%, while Delta only gained 1.6% despite filing strong Q1 results.
I don't buy that Delta's results were the driving factor there. The market already knew Delta was going to report solid fundamentals.
Actually, let me push back on that. Delta's 8K on April 8th showed $12.4 billion in revenue, up 12% year over year, and they maintained 12% operating margins despite fuel headwinds.
Fair point, but look at the relative performance. If Delta's execution was truly differentiated, they should have outperformed other airlines, not underperformed.
That's where the resilience differentiation comes in. Delta's a mature, efficiently run operation, but the market's rewarding airlines with more operational leverage to the recovery cycle.
Right. Frontier's up 7% because they have more capacity growth potential and route flexibility. United's gaining because of their international route density and ability to reroute around Middle East disruptions.
Operationally, this suggests airlines with network agility are better positioned during periods of geopolitical volatility than airlines optimized for steady-state efficiency.
For investors, it means paying up for operational flexibility and growth optionality rather than just focusing on current profitability metrics.
The interesting divergence is what happened with eVTOL names. Joby down over 4%, Archer down 2.5%, even with insider buying at Joby.
Multiple Form 4 filings from Joby executives, but the stock still declined. That tells you either the insider purchases were small relative to selling pressure, or investors are questioning the timeline for commercial eVTOL deployment.
I think it's more about capital allocation concerns. These companies are still burning cash for development, and with broader market volatility, investors are rotating toward companies with positive cash flow generation.
The market's basically saying, show me revenue, not just insider confidence. Segment 7, divergence sector positioning.
The divergence we're seeing this week isn't just about performance spreads. It's about whether the aerospace recovery is cyclical or structural, and that's driving very different positioning strategies across investor types.
I think we need to be careful about that framing, Sarah. What we're seeing is cyclical demand recovery hitting structural supply constraints, which is actually creating the opportunity for certain companies to build sustainable competitive advantages.
But that's exactly my point. The cyclical recovery, passenger traffic, cargo volumes, defense spending from geopolitical tensions, that's what's driving immediate cash flows. The structural changes are about which companies emerge with stronger market positions.
Right, but you're seeing institutional money flow toward the structural plays, while retail investors are still chasing the cyclical momentum. That's why we have Howmet up almost 7% on a contract that provides 10 years of revenue visibility, while defense names are actually down despite active military conflict.
Let's walk through the positioning here, because I think the market's making some sophisticated distinctions. Industrial suppliers like Howmet, Hexcel, and VSE are getting rewarded for demonstrating pricing power and backlog stability.
Versus the defense contractors, where investors are worried that this current conflict drives short-term orders, but also accelerates cost inflation and supply chain bottlenecks that hurt long-term margins.
Exactly. Lockheed down 3.8%, Northrop down over 3%. The market's saying we don't want to pay up for defense exposure that might be peak cycle.
But here's where I disagree with the structural versus cyclical framing. Companies like Howmet aren't just benefiting from cyclical aircraft production recovery. They're winning market share by solving structural problems for OEMs.
How so?
Boeing and Airbus have been struggling with supply chain reliability and quality control for years now. When Howmet locks in a $1.2 billion contract, they're not just providing components. They're providing production certainty. That's a structural competitive advantage that commands premium pricing.
That's a fair point, but look at the airline positioning. The market's rewarding operational leverage plays like Frontier and United over operational excellence plays like Delta. That's classic late-cycle behavior where investors want maximum beta to the recovery.
I'm not sure it's late-cycle, though. TSA traffic up 4.6% year-over-year suggests we're still in the middle innings of travel demand normalization, especially for international and business travel.
But that's why the positioning matters. If institutional investors believe this is sustainable demand growth rather than just catch up from pandemic suppression, they should be paying up for Delta's execution quality, not bidding up Frontier's capacity expansion potential.
Unless they think Delta's already efficiently priced and Frontier has more room to run. The institutional positioning I'm seeing is about finding companies with operating leverage to sustain demand growth, not just getting exposure to demand recovery.
Let me give you a different read on this. The cargo outperformance, UPS up 4.7%, FedEx up 4.2%. That's not about cyclical versus structural positioning. That's about immediate cash flow generation and pricing power during inflationary periods.
Agreed on that, but it reinforces the point that investors are paying for demonstrated pricing power rather than just volume growth exposure.
Here's where the positioning gets really interesting, though. The eVTOL names both declined despite insider buying at Joby. That suggests institutional money is rotating out of speculative growth toward proven cash flow generation.
The eVTOL positioning is about timeline and capital allocation. Even if you believe in the long-term market opportunity, these companies need massive capital deployment over multiple years before they generate positive cash flow. In an environment where proven aerospace suppliers are showing immediate earnings power, why take that duration risk?
But that's creating a valuation opportunity for investors with longer time horizons. Joby's insider buying at current levels suggests management sees the development timeline as more accelerated than the market believes.
Maybe, but institutional positioning is about risk-adjusted returns over 24-month periods, not 5-year development cycles.
Let's talk about the defense positioning, because I think that's where the cyclical versus structural debate is most clear. Defense spending is obviously cyclical based on geopolitical tensions, but defense contractor profitability depends on structural factors like supply chain efficiency and program management execution.
Right, and that's why Kratos is down 5%, while Raytheon is basically flat. Kratos is more exposed to development contracts and emerging technology programs where cost overruns are higher risk.
Whereas Raytheon has established production programs with more predictable cost structures, even if their growth profile is more limited.
The institutional positioning in defense right now is about avoiding execution risk, not maximizing growth exposure. That's why you're seeing money flow toward large caps with established programs, rather than smaller contractors with higher revenue growth potential, but less operational predictability.
Here's what I think connects all these positioning trends. Institutional investors are prioritizing cash flow visibility and pricing power over growth optionality. That's driving the performance spreads we saw this week.
I agree with that, but I'd add that they're also prioritizing companies that can demonstrate competitive advantage, expansion during market volatility. Howmet's contract win isn't just about revenue. It's about strengthening their position for the next cycle.
For individual investors, the positioning opportunity is identifying companies that institutional money is underweighting due to size or liquidity constraints, but that have similar competitive dynamics.
Like VSE Corporation, up 14% this week. Institutional ownership is probably limited due to market cap, but if they're winning maintenance contracts or expanding service capabilities, they're playing the same game as larger suppliers.
The risk for retail investors is chasing momentum without understanding the underlying positioning rationale. Frontier up 7% looks attractive, but you need to believe they can execute capacity expansion profitably in a higher fuel cost environment.
Which brings us back to the structural versus cyclical question. Companies that built operational flexibility and cost structure advantages during the pandemic downturn are now positioned to capture disproportionate value during the recovery.
But the cyclical component can't be ignored. Aircraft production rates, defense spending levels, travel demand patterns, these are all cyclically sensitive, and positioning decisions need to account for where we are in those cycles.
Fair enough, but I think the most successful positioning strategy is identifying companies with structural competitive advantages that are leveraged to cyclical recovery trends. That's the sweet spot for risk-adjusted returns. Segment 8, Week Ahead.
Looking ahead to next week, we've got several key data points that could shift these sector positioning themes, starting with Boeing's production update and potential 737 MAX delivery acceleration.
That's going to be crucial for understanding whether the supply chain confidence we saw from Howmet and other suppliers is justified. If Boeing can demonstrate production stability, it validates the billion-dollar contract thesis.
We're also watching for any updates on Middle East airspace reopening, because that directly impacts airline operational costs and route optimization capabilities.
The fuel cost trajectory is the key variable there. If Brent crude stays above $80, airlines without hedging protection are going to see margin compression, regardless of demand strength.
Which makes Southwest's insider buying even more interesting. Either they're seeing route adjustments that improve unit economics, or they think fuel costs normalize faster than the market expects.
Next week's TSA data will be important too. We need to see if the 4.6% year-over-year growth rate holds up, especially for business travel, which is higher margin for the airlines.
I'm watching for any additional insider activity, particularly at defense contractors. If we see Form 4 filings from Lockheed or Northrop executives, that could signal they think the recent weakness is an overreaction.
The earnings calendar starts ramping up in 2 weeks, so next week might be the last opportunity for management teams to establish positions ahead of quarterly results.
For aerospace suppliers, the key thing to watch is any additional contract announcements. Howmet's $1.2 billion win suggests there's more order activity happening than the market realizes.
And for eVTOL names, we need to see if the insider buying at Joby continues or if that was just opportunistic purchasing at technical support levels.
The broader macro environment is still dominated by Middle East tensions and their impact on energy prices. Any escalation could pressure airline stocks further, while defense names might finally get the boost that hasn't materialized yet.
But the market's shown pretty clearly this week that it's more focused on operational execution and cash flow generation than just thematic exposure to geopolitical events. Segment 9, Closing Synthesis.
This week reinforced that the aerospace recovery is increasingly about competitive positioning during market volatility rather than just participation in demand growth.
The insider activity across multiple suppliers and select airlines suggests management teams see more earnings power embedded in current operations than market valuations reflect.
And the performance dispersion, VSE up 14%, defense contractors down 3-5%, demonstrates that investors are making sophisticated distinctions about which companies have sustainable competitive advantages versus just cyclical exposure.
For the week ahead, the key variables are Boeing's production trajectory, fuel cost evolution, and whether the insider buying activity continues across aerospace suppliers.
The synthesis here is that management confidence is translating into capital allocation decisions that suggest the aerospace supply chain has more pricing power and backlog stability than current valuations indicate, while operational disruptions continue to create performance differentiation among airlines based on network flexibility and fuel hedging strategies. And institutional positioning is favoring demonstrated cash flow generation over speculative growth exposure, even within high-growth aerospace segments.
That's the framework for understanding both this week's market action and the positioning opportunities heading into earnings season.
That's Aviation Intelligence Weekly for April 5th through 12th, 2026. Thanks for listening.
We'll be back next week with earnings previews and continued analysis of aerospace sector dynamics. Disclaimer: the information presented in Aviation Intelligence Weekly is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. All stock prices, financial data, and market analysis discussed are based on publicly available information and are subject to change. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Investing in aviation and aerospace securities involves substantial risk, including the potential for significant losses. Listeners should conduct their own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making any investment decisions. The hosts and producers of this podcast may hold positions in securities discussed, and this podcast may not reflect the most current market developments. All opinions expressed are those of the hosts and do not constitute recommendations to buy, sell, or hold any securities mentioned.
Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. Want the inside track on aviation's biggest players? Aviation Intelligence Weekly brings you expert analysis of airline earnings, breaking industry news, and deep dive company histories. From American Airlines to Boeing, we cover the business of flight every week. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.